Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, here to discuss all things DStv Premiership and all things Masandawana against the Glamour Boys, Kaizer Chiefs. Here to discuss it with me, of course, we've got in-house soccer analyst, Banele Pikwa. Buns, good to have you here.
Yeah.
To discuss, is this the biggest game in the country? What are we saying?
I mean, it's good to be here. Greetings to the listeners at home. Finally, the DStv Premiership is back. We've all been waiting for this. And I mean, it started with so much drama already. Everything mm-hmm. that you can think of that can happen in a season has already happened. You know, mm-hmm. like the upsets, the red cards, the slapping of, you know, players being slapped, coaches complaining about referees, mm-hmm. referees not giving penalties,
players coaching clubs.
So everything that can happen in a season has already happened. And we've only played two games. So that's the beauty of the PSL.
Of course, we're not yet to discuss it just alone. Of course, we do have a legend in the house, Masandawana legend. Of course, we're talking about right back Siyanda Zwane. Siyanda, good to have you back on Hit the Target podcast. We're talking all things Sundowns against Kaizer Chiefs, a fixture you know very well. But how are you feeling ahead of the new season? It's, of course, game week three now. We've seen two rounds of matches. As Banele mentioned, a lot has happened.
Firstly, greetings to the listeners. It's always good to be here. Mm-hmm. As Banele has said, I would like to concur on what he said. It started in a way that I did not honestly expect. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's exciting, especially the upcoming match, Chiefs and Sundowns. I'm so excited.
It's funny you say that you're excited because now, so early in the stage, we're not used to seeing Sundowns lose a fixture. At least the Sundowns of late, the team, I think, Vanelli, yeah. you mentioned this statistic, I think a couple of weeks ago, where they had lost like twice or three times over two seasons or so.
Yeah, they lost once, last of last season, and they lost, I think, three times last season.
Four league games
in two seasons.
That's incredible, Siyanda. So to lose their second game of the season against fancied opposition, I think the world would have fancied them against CS Galaxy. So what do you think the mood is like there now?
I feel that it's just like a funeral because I know those guys, they want to win every match, you know. But one thing that I picked up from these two games that they've played, I don't think when something is working for you as a coach or the whole technical team, you should change it. Mm. Why change the combination of Zwane, Charlie and Sereno? You know, there are players that who started the season whom never really gave us that much last season. I'm not saying that they shouldn't play. For instance, Lakay on the left, I think he's one of the best defenders.
Defender of the season.
Yeah.
Last season.
And then he's not playing. Andile Jalo was the midfield of the season. He was not playing. Also, the combination of the Rook and Onyango for me. I loved the combination of the Rook and Lebusa more. And also going to this game, I think they are angry. I think they will want to give a very angry performance. So I foresee, I don't know, because now, right now, I feel that the coaches, they don't know who to play, honestly.
Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, Siyanda, on Hashim Domingo?
Up and down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, up and down. He's a good player. I played with him at the Vets. He's a good player. He likes the ball in his feet. Technically gifted, technically sound. His positioning is also good, but,
fit for the Sundowns jersey?
I wouldn't say he's not fit. Mm-hmm. I would be taking something away from him, but I just feel that,
there's a lot to play.
Yeah. At this stage, yeah.
What's your thoughts on it, Banele? Of course, we've seen on social media that Sundowns fans are growing to love Domingo, but as you understand, there is more that he could offer.
Yeah, look, I mean, when you're playing for a team like Sundowns, remember, if you're going to score, like, for example, six goals a season at Sundowns, that's average, you know, for a team like Sundowns. So the demands are so high. If you score six goals at a Cape Town City, for example, we all clap our hands and say, job well done. So
the play of the season.
The difference, like, for example, taking that thing away, like, look at Ashley Dupriz at Stellenbosch. He scored 9 goals last season. we all said, oh, wow, well done.
You earned your move.
You earned your move, you know, but you do that at a Sundowns. We say, but you could have done better, you know. So the expectations and demands are high at Sundowns. I understand what Tusiand is saying about Domingo. It's still early for now to say he's the man to reach like your Thembezwane heights, you know, like your Kirsten Serino side.
The bar has been set so high.
It has been set so high that if you play there, like your Shalulile's, you know, we're talking about people that have been footballer of the season, people that have been nominated for footballer of the season. So until he gets to that level, then we can say we can write him down amongst the top players at Mamelodi Sundowns. But he is a lot promising player. I think with more game time, he's going to offer a lot. I like how he runs off the ball. I like his movement when he has the ball. You know, how he channels from outside the box, coming inside the box, how he connects with the strikers in the midfield. So I think he's like Kusiyanda said, technically sound, very talented boy. I think he's got a lot to offer, and let's hope for the best. And Ibafana can even benefit from a player like this.
They certainly can. Vanelli, I want to stick with you here, because at this early in the campaign, and Senna can answer the question much later, how crucial is it to not lose two of your opening three games? Because after two rounds of matches, both teams, Kaizer Chiefs and Sundowns, have already lost a fixture. Of course, Chiefs losing to Royal AM on the opening weekend, and then Sundowns losing in midweek to TS Galaxy. How crucial is it to avoid defeat? And is that something that both teams could be playing for? It's just to not lose this match.
To answer the first question on how crucial it is not to lose two games from the first three, I think both Chiefs and Sundowns are on the same wagon, and that whoever loses would mean they've lost two games from the first three come this Saturday. Yeah, to answer that, I'll make an example of the two previous seasons. You look at a Cape Town City that finished second last season. You look at how they started very, very slow. Towards the end, they were booming, and everyone said if they had started early, they would have been there or thereabout with the Mamelodi Sundowns in the mix. You know, look at Royal AM as well. Lost their first three games last season, and there was a club that we said, if they had started well, they would have probably qualified for Champions League, you know. So I'm trying to highlight the importance of starting well. And you look at last season as well. You look at a club like AmaZulu when coach Benny took over. You know, they were down and out, and they managed to qualify for the Champions League, and they finished second. So a good start is very, very crucial. You know, you look at a season before that when Coach Beats was led Sundowns. And
Swallows not so recently.
Exactly. You look at a Kaizer Chiefs of Ernst Merentop did so well in the first half. You won't believe that in the second round, they only won four games. That is the second round. 15 games, they won four. But tell you what, they lost the league on the last 30 whatever minutes. It always changes. Some say 30, some say 20. But yeah, they lost the league in the final 30 minutes of the season. So a good start is key. It's very, very, very important. You know, so for a team like Sundowns, for a team like Chiefs, you need a good start. Get that momentum. When the going gets tough, because towards the business ending, it gets very tough. Everyone is now playing for something, whether it's relegation, be it's top eight, be it trying to qualify for CAF spots, be it trying to win the league.
A bonus.
Whatever.
Whatever it is.
Towards the end, it gets serious and it gets tough. You know, like you saw, we spoke about the Chiefs season. They lost the league because they drew with Baroka, who are in the relegation zone. They were fighting for relegation. So it gets tough. Not that it's easy in the beginning, but it's winnable. So it's very important to win now.
It only gets tougher from here on.
Exactly. And then it gets tougher and tougher.
Sianda, of course, you know what it takes to win a league title. You know what it takes to wear gold around your neck. Sundowns, or Kaizer Chiefs for that matter, cannot afford to lose two of the opening three games.
If I was maybe the coach of Kaizer Chiefs, I think I'll be not happy because I never got the full 3 points. But the way that Kaizer Chiefs played against Royal AM, if you were watching that match, that was a very good match to watch. You know, the way that they were playing and the tempo. Did you see the tempo that Kaizer Chiefs are playing? Those 1-2s, and when they lose the ball immediately, they want to regain position. So for me as a coach to lose in that manner, I will take it. you know, mm-hmm. and move on. And then it also showed when they played against Maritzburg, they were brutal, you know, the way that they played. I'm very impressed with the combination of Sinetemba and Matt in the midfield. You also have Keegan and Karma up front. So, and Dupriz up front. So you will wish that those five can be injury free, because if those guys can stay injury free, I think Kaizer Chiefs is going to compete very seriously this season.
You think the league title could be more open than people suggest? Because, I mean, Royal AM first two games, they've now won. They're sitting on 6 points. They beat the Kaizer Chiefs, who we all praising. In fact, praising rightfully so, because they have been impressive. So Royal AM have actually beaten this team. And our Kaizer Chiefs, who look so impressive, Sundowns, they've just got the know-how. They can't not compete at the end of the season. So are you saying the title race could be more open than people suggest?
I would love it for the title race to be more open, mm-hmm. because now everybody's like, Sundowns gonna win, Sundowns gonna win. Mm-hmm. Even the coach Mangoba, I was listening to what he was saying. He doesn't see threats from Pirates and Chiefs, you know. And for Atazwane to hear that, and the coach of Pirates to hear that, I think also the players as well, when you hear a coach says like that, you know, I don't think it's arrogance from his side, but I also feel, I don't think it's arrogance, it's confident, but at the same time, is what he's doing is very dangerous. Lies. Yeah, it's dangerous though, but it's also pumping the other coaches and the other players to say, hey, let's try, you know, because now that Galaxy have done it, everybody's gonna now start being like, yo, we can do it. I think also Kaizer Chiefs is going to that match having a feeling that we might steal something from them, you know, because also the defense, I'm not happy. When I look at Kaizer Chiefs attack, I'm worried.
Yeah, I think Tim Sukazi's Sankoma's phone must have been ringing after that game. But of course, Sundowns proved that they can be beaten. In fact, CS Galaxy proved that Sundowns can be beaten rather. But Siyanda mentioned an interesting factor, Banele, the combination of Sithibe and Mart in midfield. How key will that battle be against Sundowns?
I think it'll be tested. There's been a lot of praise that we've been singing about that midfield, you know, especially Sithibe. I mean, one thought maybe he's coming in to be a squad player, if I can put it like that. We expected like a Nange and a Mart or Cole Alexander in that midfield, or even in Jabulu Blom, but we didn't expect Sithibe to be the player that everybody's talking about and saying, wow, we know he's a good player. He's been a good player at AmaZulu. But the fact that he didn't play for the last 6 months, so with all what happened at AmaZulu. So
us as fans, we forgot.
We forgot about him, and we thought maybe it will take time for him to come into the team. Whereas there's Anange, who's a seasoned campaigner. Mm. There's a Yusuf Marta, Bafana player, you know, and your Cole Alexander, a veteran in that midfield. We thought that will be the midfield three. But yeah, it's I think we've gotten so used to his Sundowns winning that, I mean, I remember after the Cape Town City game, the 2-0 win, everybody was saying, give Sundowns the title. They'll win this league. They'll walk this league, yes. You know. After one defeat, the next game, which is 3 days later, people are saying, okay, the league is now open, you know.
League in the world.
We are so used to Sundowns winning that whenever they lose once, we're thinking, okay, let's take out our calculators. Can they be caught? Mm-hmm. Will they stumble? We are all waiting for that stumble to come. Maybe because we're tired of the dominance. Mm. But yeah, I mean, like Kusianda said, Coach Mangoba pumping the opposition out. I think those are the coaches that love football. They want football to be, they want to be in a competitive environment, you know. Mm. That's what Coach Pizzo used to do as well, you know, hype the opposition up, make it interesting, make it exciting. And that's what we want. We want the league to be as exciting as it is, you know, as possible, you know. Yeah, and talking about the game itself, Siyanda mentioned Sundowns' defense. Yes, they've got probably one of the best defense in the league, but they've got their weaknesses, like any other team. You know, you look at a Brian Onyango, for example, doesn't have the best of pace. You know, he can be caught for pace, especially against a Dupriz, who's, you know,
and Dolly can pick out a pass.
You know, a Billiard also can catch them on the break, you know. So you've got your Kuliso Mudaus, you've got your Lala Case. If he starts, they like to push Sundowns, you know, they like to use their fullbacks pushing. And then it opens up space for a player like Kopilia to Dupriz to run at them. So we've got a good game on our hands. And we saw also our Chiefs. They're not good aerially. I mean, they're also away.
Not anymore.
Mm. Not anymore. Who would have thought that would say this about Chiefs? They conceded via a corner against the Royal AM. Could have conceded again against Maritzburg United, you know. And even their corners too, they go for short corners because they don't trust their players aerially. They've had, I think, 11 corners from the last two games. I think 9 of them were short corners.
Sure.
You know, so it tells you aerially, and Sundowns, they one of the good teams in the air. And the Chiefs have conceded a goal, I think last season in the first leg, they conceded a goal via set piece against the Sundowns. So Sundowns have that advantage coming into this game, set pieces and corners, because Chiefs, they look vulnerable. But yeah, I mean, we can say that defense is not the quickest, which is true. But I've seen players, maybe Siyanda can, he was a defender, but I've seen players like, for example, the German legend Tupac Mertesacker. He didn't have the best of paces, but not once. Exactly. Not once you'd see him being caught for pace.
Ricardo.
Nascimento, exactly. You know, you won't see him being caught for pace because he was so clever.
I think Tabon said it was similar.
Fact. This one was good.
Because you're not the quickest, but you've never ever caught him for pace.
You don't put yourself in a position where you'd have to go one-on-one with the Dupriz. You know, so you don't need pace. You just need intelligence. Does Brian Onyango have that? We'll wait and see.
What do you think? I don't think so.
On Saturday. I think he can be caught. I think Dupriz can catch him here and there. So yeah, we've got an interesting game on our hands.
Yeah, I think just going back to Coach Mungwebo's comments, you know, you can say it's arrogance, and for me, I love it when a coach speaks like that, because when your team wins five leagues in a row and then you take a gap and then you won the Champions League before that, You deserve to talk with some swagger. You should be walking differently to the other coaches in the league. So I don't know how you guys feel, but I really loved it from Coach Mungwebo.
No, I think for me it's the truth, JC. Like I always say, I mean, if you were number 6, Sundowns were number 1, and they were like 13 points ahead of number 2. You know, you've got a lot of catch up to do.
You can't come with the same old one game at a time.
You've got a lot of catch up to do. First, you have to catch Cape Town City. You have to catch Royal AM. They're the ones who are top of the table now with 6 points. Those are the teams you should be looking at. Then you can say you're looking at the Sundowns, because you can't forget about your Royal AMs. I mean, it shows they didn't fluke being third last season. They finished strong. They're starting strong. So continuing from where they left off last season. I think this campaign will be very interesting. There's a lot of competitive teams. You look at TSK Alexander. I told a lot of people, even before the upset here, Sundowns, that they've assembled a very, very good squad. You know, they've got your Vilagazis there. They've got, they've retained Abom Simang. They've got a very, very good squad. Your Mbunjanes are still there. You know, those are seasoned campaigners, you know. So, yeah, we're going to have a lot of upsets this season. So the fans are back as well. So the booing and
the whistling, the rolling hands for substitutions.
And for substitution, all of that is back. So the pressure is on the players.
Siyanda, I have to ask you this question. Of course, being the right back that you were in your day, it's been a question I've seen all over social media for Kaizer Chiefs fans. Maybe you can share your thoughts. Do they go with Jabulo Blom at right back, or should they play Solomons, who's looked lively?
I'll play Solomons. I watched that boy when I was playing for Swallows. He's really good. Especially when you're playing against a team like Sundowns, who uses wing banks. That boy is very quick. And then he's got an engine to go up and down. And I was happy to see you at playing him before this match, for him to get a bit of confidence, because you can't just throw a player coming from Swallows and then he's wearing the Kaizer Chiefs shirts and then you throw him it feels like you throw him in a deep man. But for him to play that match and coming to this match, I think it's got a bit of confidence. So for me, I would prefer Solomons over Unjabul.
Gentlemen, I think it's time for predictions. Banele, I'll start with you. Sundowns against Kaizer Chiefs at the Loftus Versfeld Stadium. Not gonna be easy.
It's going to be a tough one. I think Sundowns are the team to beat. They are the favorites coming into this game. They are expected to win.
Mm.
If they were the ones that won against TS Galaxy with 1-0, everybody was going to be...
We wouldn't be discussing this.
Exactly. Everybody was going to be singing banker, Sundowns. Mm. So we can't go from that and then now we say, Bazodliwa, you know. They can lose. We saw it against TS Galaxy. They definitely are beatable. I think we're going to have a game. I mean, we haven't seen in a very long time where it's like a 3-1 or a 2-1 where one team scores and the other one wins, you know, where both teams to score and a win. I think both teams to score is a certainty here. I do see Chiefs scoring. Sundowns will be caught for pace. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Chiefs are a bit vulnerable when it comes to aerially. So I do see Sundowns scoring one of the goals as well. So for me, in terms of predictions, I'll say Sundowns win and both teams to score. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for the punters that like to play it safe at home, I'll say both teams to score is a certainty.
Sianda, before I get your prediction, would you consider this a Champions League game by the end of the season where Kaizer Chiefs could be in that second position rather, or whether it's first and second or whatever the case may be, but Kaizer Chiefs in the CAF Champions League next season, does that seem far-fetched to you, or is that something that we could see?
Yeah, it's achievable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the way that they have started, there's a lot of hope, there's a lot of promise, and I can see that the players are also buying in what Atazwane want to bring to the team. And also the change of personnel, I think that was great. You know, that was great of him to let go of the Packers and all the other guys.
Mm.
But I feel that it is paying off because most of these players they report in, they're hungry.
They respect him.
And they respect him and they want to work for the team. I just told you about the tempo in which they play. I think he also highlighted that as well when he said if you're looking at the Kaizer Chiefs last season and the previous season and the Kaizer Chiefs of Stuart Baxter when they were playing more transition.
Mm-hmm.
They were quick on the break. So if you look at the Kaizer Chiefs that was playing these two games, I have a lot of hope and it's exciting. That's the kind of Kaizer Chiefs that I want to see. But, they have to be consistent. And I hope these guys that I mentioned before that they stay injury free because they work for the team. Not that they're good technically, but they also work for the team when they lose position.
So you wouldn't go as far as saying that this could be a Champions League fixture?
I wish it can be like that. I want to see a scenario of a Liverpool and a Man City and Kaizer Chiefs and then, and Mamelodi Sundowns. It would be very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your thoughts on this fixture? Who's winning it? Masandawana or is it the Glamour Boys?
The love that I have for Sundowns.
It's hard to look past today.
it's more like marriage, you know. When your wife makes a mistake, you don't tell your wife to pack her bags and go. You sit down, you sort things out, and then you make it work. So I have a feel because I was there that the coaches, they also sit down, they look at themselves as well in the mirror. Who could have played this one or that one? I also got a chance to go back to analyzing the matches and see where they went wrong and what they can do better. You know, also in terms of personnel for this match, it's going to be very crucial, you know.
Hmm.
You will need the Andile Chalis, you will need the Timbers, you will need the Serenos, Shalu leaders to be on top form. So I will go for Sundowns win.
You're wearing your hearts on your sleeve.
I see a very, very, it's going to be tightly contested, but I see Sundowns stealing it.
Mm-hmm.
I see Sundowns stealing it. Yeah.
Oh, well, if you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning the 200 rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Let us know your thoughts on who will win this humdinger tie at the Loftus Versfeld Stadium. Will it be Mamelodi Sundowns or will it be Kaizer Chiefs? Of course, you've heard what our panel have to say, our panel being Banile Pikwa and Mamelodi Sundowns legend Sianda Zwane. Gentlemen, it promises to be a cracking encounter. Banile, these two teams, just to second what Sianda said, if these two teams can emulate what Liverpool and Manchester City have done, Sundowns are already there. They just need to stay there. It's just about now Kaizer Chiefs catching him up. I really hope they can do it.
I hope so too. But Chiefs, for me, I think they're still a work in progress.
Mm.
And I agree with what Coach Atazwane said. They may have won 3-0 against Team Maritzburg, but I think the better game was against Royal AM. Yes, they didn't score the goals, but they didn't make so many errors in that game. And I think also Uskora, that Umuz, the fitness trainer. I think that guy is is working. Like Kusianda said, the tempo on the two games was incredible. And when you look at a team like Amatox, he was at Amatox last season. They played and went to Nedbank Cup semifinals. They played the league and as well as the two playoff games, and their players were fit.
So, no injuries,
no hamstrings or anything like that. So if he shifts. Can be so fit that they can play a high tempo game for 90 minutes. A lot of teams will struggle dealing with that. So it's not going to happen overnight. That's something that it will be interesting to see towards the middle of the season, you know. But yeah, from what I've seen so far, I haven't seen any of the Chiefs players, maybe a cook, you know, straight from preseason cramps or anything like that. They've been playing a high tempo, running at opponents. But yeah, I think there's a lot to watch from this Chiefs team. Lastly, I think for me, Pirates will be much closer to Sundowns. I think for me, they are the team.
In comparison to Kaizer Chiefs or just in general?
I think this season Pirates will be much closer to Sundowns. I think they'll finish second if Sundowns finishes first.
Sure. Sienda. Where did that come from?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't dispute that. I think, I will also maybe, I did have that feel. But I just didn't want to highlight it because I see Orlando Pirates really, really competing with Sundowns. But to go back to what Banele says about the team conditioning, their team conditioning level, it's really good. So now it's going to be a matter of, the amount of rest they get in between, because when you train so hard, then that's when you get injuries. So I think that guy is good at in controlling such, you know, because in other teams you find that, like when I was playing for Arrows, you run a lot.
And it's not managed.
Yeah, it's not manageable. It does not even know when to rest the players, when to push them. There's no graph. It's just the training is just here, you know, because the moment he sees you like, And you guys are tired, you are fucked. And then, you know, I was looking at the Tottenham, it was a sneak peek of the players in Tottenham when Conte was putting into their faces. And then I was like, yeah, if you're going to get results, then it's okay. But if you're not going to get results, then it's not good.
So, as always, it's such a pleasure having you in studio with us to just discuss all things football, man, whether it's Sundowns, Chiefs, Pirates, anything football related. It's just such an honor, and we hope to see you soon. All the best for Sundowns in this fixture. I see you wear your heart in your sleeve. Finally, it's going to be a cracking game. Until next week.
Sharp.
Cheers.